Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare.
We are continuing our series on the eight pillars of perfect health.
We are on actually pillar of perfect health number five, and that is nutrition. So I know we have a lot to cover. We have a different view of nutrition.
Yes.
Than just diet, and we're going to talk about that. But before we go on, well, I first want to thank our listeners, too. We see listeners every day come into the office, and some also just stop by to say hi. So if you're in the area of our office, and we're there at 91st and Meridian, 8902 North Meridian, Suite 101, just come on by and say hi. We always appreciate that, and it's nice to meet our radio listeners.
I think one of the things that I like about our radio listeners is just how well-informed they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is so much education that I need to provide for the patients that are coming in without really a background on what we do. But our radio listeners who have been educated, it is a much easier process. They already know what's going on. They're already familiar with our blood work, our diagnostics. And oftentimes they even know exactly what, you know, they're wanting to do before they even start.
Right.
So it's always pleasant. And that's the main thing that we are here with this radio program is education.
Right. That's the whole reason we do it.
Right.
We might not always be entertaining. Sometimes we are.
Sometimes we're very entertaining. Especially you. You are definitely the radio personality besides me.
Yeah, our whole purpose in doing this show is education, because physician means educator.
Doctor means educator, right.
Doctor does. Okay. What does physician mean? Socrates.
Yeah. Sorry.
All right.
Something like that, right?
Well, let's go ahead and do a quick overview. The eight pillars of perfect health is something that you have come up with.
Yes.
In your years of practice.
Yeah, actually, I developed it even before I started my practice because I wanted to have. Learn something new.
Yeah.
As I was going through chiropractic school, I wanted a good way of organizing how I worked with patients,
mm-hmm.
you know, even before I started. So I actually wrote down those eight perfect pillars of health.
Pillars of perfect health.
Pillars of perfect health.
You wrote that down.
I think I've got this down. But you know how I'm always writing stuff and planning mm-hmm. and organizing, and I drive you a little crazy with that.
Uh-huh, you do.
Yeah, all my little notes all over the place. But that's what I did. And when I got into a boring class, I sat there and thought about these things.
Mm-hmm.
And came up with
this. We are not encouraging to daydream.
Yeah, it wasn't daydreaming. But it was sometimes,
your college classes.
Sometimes it was a little bit more interesting than what they were speaking about. But I was able to come up with those, and they were very helpful as I because I saw patients as I was going through school, and I wanted to kind of figure out what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so as I was doing that, I already had that all put together before I started my practice.
And you use this kind of in evaluating all these eight steps,
sure.
and evaluating your patients and then determining treatment.
And the thing that I do is I keep going deeper into each one, but I found the basic principles on that has proven true mm-hmm. throughout all the years I've been in practice. And mm-hmm. I graduated in 1983, and that's been a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So for the last 30 years, I've found that the...
Oh, my gosh.
That...
30 years.
And you're married to me.
Yeah.
In the last 30 years, I found that these have really proven true, and they've really stood up over the test of time for me.
Well, let's go through them real quick. The first one, the pillar, and you've put them in order of importance.
As I look at that and how I feel, you know, the importance of, and these are the ways that I first look at you know, the patient.
So the first one, pillar number one, is energy flow.
Correct.
Anything you want to say about that? Just a quick
review. Yes, all pain comes from blockage of energy.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to evaluate that is a very important aspect. And one thing that's really missing from a lot of doctor's offices, and many doctors actually don't even believe in energy flow as a factor, mm-hmm. but it's been around and established for thousands of years. It's been a basis of healthcare, and I find it very important. And that area I can change the quickest mm-hmm. and get the definitely that relief that people are looking for. So the relief of a lot of the symptoms are actually handled that way. And a very important aspect of what we do and something that we've really specialized in.
Yeah, and it was very thorough. We had actually a two-part series on energy flow. Pillar number two is oxygenation.
Oxygenation. If you were perfectly oxygenated, you would look like you're 21 for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
So understanding that and all the different things that can go wrong on that, a very important part of one's health and well-being.
Pillar number three, xenobiotics.
Xenobiotics, strangers to the body. What are the toxins that people have? What are the ways that you need to detox? A very important type of aspect and extremely important to identify where those toxins are coming from and how to get rid of them.
Pillar number four, we talked about last week, water.
Water.
And you can have a whole show, an hour show on water.
And that's one of the things that you said, you know, when I was first going over the pillars of health, said, how can we talk for an hour on water? And then I sit there and started in on it, and you're like, oh my gosh, you can talk for an hour on water. And matter of fact, I bet you could talk for 20 hours on water.
Uh-huh.
It's absolutely true. Very important aspect of healthcare and very fascinating. Mm-hmm. But of course, I'm kind of a nerd, so you know, we get into those types of things.
Uh-huh. You've admitted it. Okay, that's the first step. Well, today we're going to talk about pillar number five, nutrition. Shouldn't I be able to get all my nutrition from my diet?
And that's one thing that's a very common question from my patients.
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is, it should be.
Mm-hmm.
It should be, but it isn't. There are many reasons for that, we need extra help. One, we don't eat like we should.
Mm-hmm.
Two, the food that we're actually getting is not as dense on the nutrients as they used to be.
Is that because of the soil? Has the soil changed?
The soil, yeah. One of the big things is I had a very interesting nutritional professor in chiropractic school. And one of the things that he pointed out, and I actually read some books on this, was the rise and fall of civilizations based on the soil.
Hmm.
When the soil actually wears out, then the civilization usually falls. One of the reasons that the Egyptians and the Babylonians in the river valleys were able to maintain their civilization for so long was because they had a constantly renewing soil. Because of the water source that would bring the new soil in. So when we actually reached a point in Europe and North America when we would have actually had the soil fading, mm-hmm. then we got into all the fertilizers. Now the fertilizers are just the basics to help plants to grow. It doesn't really provide all the nutritional qualities that are necessary to make plants completely healthy.
And are they chemical based?
Well, yes, there's chemical based, and it's not complete too. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, there is a definite, especially mineral deficiency that is in our soil, that really, you know, leads to all sorts of other deficiencies. So there is a tremendous amount of involved in that. Plus, one of the things that we're using is we're using a tremendous amount of chemicals to grow our food.
Mm-hmm.
And those chemicals are xenobiotics to these plants. You know, they are strangers to the plants, and they put a tremendous amount of stress. Now, they might grow the apple very large and
pretty.
Looking pretty,
mm-hmm.
but if you actually take an apple that was before the whole chemical type of a work, and you know, before mm-hmm. the 1940s, and you take an apple now, you have about 40% less nutrients, vitamins,
wow,
and minerals. 40% is actually what the estimate is. That's what they find the difference on organic and non-organic type foods that are grown without chemicals,
mm-hmm.
because that is a stress on the system. Now, it depends on what type of scientific literature that you actually read, and I've had debates with people. But the people who actually find the scientific evidence that there is no difference are the chemical companies.
Right.
You know, that yeah, actually have funded that.
Agenda.
And they have an agenda. And the ones that I do trust, the independent ones, is that there is a very big difference between that. And when you are starting to put a tremendous amount of stress on the chemical, on the plants, you do not produce the same nutrients that you used to have.
Interesting.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, what makes your approach and emphasis on the thyroid unique?
We look at it structure functionally, where homeostasis is what is important. Mm-hmm. And homeostasis is a balance, and there's a balance in the thyroid that should be achieved, which you can determine. And the people who have a normally balanced thyroid homeostasis is probably less than 1%.
Wow.
Of the population. There are two systems that control the rest of the body, the nervous system, and then also the endocrine system. And as I tell the patients, those are the two things that we need to get fixed first. Mm. You have to have a proper functioning nervous system and a proper functioning endocrine system to be healthy. And the thyroid is sort of the workhorse of the endocrine system. And many of the problems that we see in patients, once we get the thyroid balanced out, a lot of the issues start to clear up. The people who come in here, often 80% of them have had their, because they felt that their thyroid was a problem.
Had them checked,
and they were told that they were normal when.
Why is that?
They're not doing the proper blood tests. They're not reading them correctly. Doctors aren't being specific enough on what the thyroid number should be. The American Thyroid Association has said that the numbers need to be much, much tighter than what they are. There's a different type of a evaluation. There's reference range, and then there's what is a perfect homeostasis? The labs aren't there to tell you what the blood work should be. Mm-hmm. They're just saying, of the people who come in here, 50% of them have this number. Reference range has nothing to do with where you know, mm-hmm. you should be.
Right.
That's
I know
not
you
what
look way beyond them and right. tell people, you know, and they come in, well, my doctor said, you know, this
right.
was normal. And
yeah. I say, no, that's mm-hmm. that's not normal. I even find endocrinologists
mm-hmm.
Not reading lab tests properly
mm-hmm.
to really understand where that should be, because when we get people into homeostasis range,
mm-hmm.
their symptoms go away. That's where they go, oh, wow, I feel really great. All the different things that I was complaining about are all of a sudden now working properly, and that's because they are in the range that I tell them that they should be in.
Right.
Because those are the proper ranges that need to be there.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
And I'm feeling good.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
We are continuing our series on the 8 pillars of perfect health. This week, our show is about pillar of perfect health number 5, nutrition.
The 8 pillars of perfect health, or what did you say?
I probably couldn't repeat it.
Yeah.
Peter Piper picked the pickle.
I know,
pickles.
There is a lot of peas in there.
Especially with Prather.
Yeah. Oh, we had these cute little patients, they say, hi, Dr. Prather. I love it. All right. Well, we're talking about nutrition today and kind of the view that we have, the structure function view of nutrition. You were very interesting comment you made that, is it since the 1940s, you said, that you can take the same apple
Yes, that's really at that time where the whole process of the food's chemical changed. Farming. Mm-hmm. Farming used to be one of the most healthy businesses out there. Matter of fact, they used to use farmers as an example of a healthy individual. Very little cancer, clear lungs,
seriously,
liver clear, and now with all the chemicals, it's one of the most dangerous. So much higher rate of cancer.
Because you're living on that land too. That's being treated.
There's constant stress on the environment around there. I've had many patients who came in and they said, I don't know what it is, but every spring or fall or you know whenever they would put down the pesticides, herbicides, that type of thing, I get sick. And they weren't relating it to.
Right.
They were living next to a soybean field that was being sprayed. They weren't realizing because I would test them out and say, you know, have you been exposed to pesticides? Have you been exposed to, you know, these types of chemicals? And sure enough, the field right next to them is where that was coming from. And that's where we get our food from. And if you're actually living next to it and getting sick because of it, then, and the people who are actually putting it on there are getting ill, then, there's a problem.
So you said the deficiency is like 40% less nutrients.
That is the findings that they're actually, yeah.
So if someone says, well, why can't I, get the nutrition I need from the food I eat? It's practically impossible. Have you had anybody come in your office that you've examined and done blood work on that didn't need supplementation?
There have been, but they're few and far between. They're few and far between. We have had people who were in great shape. I had a guy who was 95, and I told him just to stay away from any doctors or anything because he was in such fantastic health. He was amazing. But, when you're actually looking at the vast majority of people, and even, when you're even talking about kids, kids are under a tremendous amount of stress. They have a tremendous amount of nutritional needs with their growth. So getting your kids
evaluated. And if they're eating all this processed foods.
Well, absolutely. And a lot of the problems, I had this is actually pretty common. I had a young gal came in. She was recommended to go on Concerta. Because of attention deficit. We did some lab tests on her and found out that she was deficient in iron, which is, for young ladies, it's about 50%
are deficient
on their iron, and got her iron level up. She was actually qualified for a blood transfusion. If you have a ferritin level of less than 5, then you actually qualify for a blood transfusion. And it really wasn't showing up any other way except if you did the lab tests that were necessary to find out what was going on. And low iron actually causes attention deficit. So we got her the iron, and her grade shot right up. She was able to concentrate. There was a tremendous amount involved in that. And that's a very common type of problem right now. And
the low iron.
Nutritional deficiencies. Yeah. There are so many different ways that you can go about this.
And you really need to look at that, with kids. Do you recommend a routine blood work?
It is actually recommended. Every single person in the entire world needs to have a yearly thorough exam, which involves blood work and actually looking at the nutritional needs. Is there a deficiency that's actually going on? So for people, we recommend that everyone once a year at whatever age, besides all the other tests that are necessary, is to get a very thorough blood test, which we provide, and we call it it's been called by the labs the Prather Profile. A hair analysis to check on the minerals, and a stool kit, what we call the GI effects, that also checks out how your bowel's working, because that plays a huge role on your ability to even to absorb the nutrients.
Right.
If you have your pH
off, you're not absorbing them.
Yeah, your pH can be off. You can have low hydrochloric acid. You can have low pancreatic enzymes. Let's say you're not putting out enough bile into the gut. You have poor normal bacteria mm-hmm. in your gut. You're not going to, even if you're taking in the food, you're not going to be able to absorb it.
Yeah.
So there's absorption problems. So looking at the blood work, looking at the hair analysis, looking at the stool is something that we recommend that everybody have done once a year. Because if I hadn't done a thorough test, if I had just done a precursory exam, I never would have found that problem.
And the gal.
Right,
the
and they were just dealing with the symptoms.
Attention. Yeah.
Now, there was also, you know, as we're talking about kids, there was another, well, I've actually had tons of them, kids coming in where they had an imbalance between the copper and zinc, and there was hyperactivity, misbehaving. Mm-hmm. We added zinc into their diet, which is zinc. Low zinc is the most common mineral deficiency in people, especially in kids.
Mm, low zinc.
Low zinc is the most common, but you can also have too much. It's just like everything.
Mm-hmm.
So when she actually ran out of it, I mean, her mom knew.
Yeah.
In other words,
get over to the Prather Wellness.
Yeah, I need my zinc. The kid's bouncing off the wall again. there are all those different types of things that are involved. When we're actually dealing with people, there are pharmaceuticals.
Mm-hmm.
Pharmaceuticals, there for every pharmaceutical, there is a nutritional need that's actually developed. One of the most common
ones. When
you're
on pharmaceuticals?
Pharmaceuticals throws off the body. There are poisons. And whenever you have a imbalance in the body, and mm-hmm. you know, we preach homeostasis.
Mm-hmm.
Homeostasis is where everything's balanced and you have a perfect balance in your nutrients, your minerals, your fatty acids, your proteins. And when things are off on that, then you start to get the problems that develop into diseases. And when you actually take pharmaceuticals, there isn't any pharmaceutical that brings you closer to homeostasis. They always take you farther away mm-hmm. because they are acting on the body, not with the body. So there's a totally different purpose on why you're taking those.
Mm-hmm.
And all pharmaceuticals cause nutritional deficiencies. So if you are on a pharmaceutical, you have a nutritional deficiency. A very common one is statins.
Mm-hmm.
Statins cause a deficiency in CoQ10.
Okay.
Now, CoQ10 is an essential for the heart to actually function right. If you don't have CoQ10, your heart starts to fail. So,
you're trying to
prevent cardiovascular disease by taking a statin, but it actually is causing even a greater problem.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So you can actually cause a heart problem by taking a statin.
Mm-hmm.
It's very well known that causes that. Matter of fact, that's what causes the muscle wasting and all those different types of things because it completely blocks that whole process.
Interesting. Well, what diseases or conditions need nutritional support?
Well, you know, you're talking about all the big killers. First off, just starting out with cardiovascular disease.
Mm-hmm.
There is a disease called beriberi, which is a vitamin B deficiency of the heart. And one of the things is if you are actually low on those, you don't actually get the beriberi, but a subclinical beriberi.
Mm-hmm.
And over a long period of time, that actually causes most of the heart disease. If you actually have an arrhythmia in your heart, then that's usually a mineral imbalance that's actually causing it. That's why they use calcium blockers. That's why they actually have some of the medicines to actually shift that. But if you actually write on your whole minerals, then your cardiovascular system would be correct.
Mm-hmm.
If you are actually low on certain vitamins and minerals, you start to develop free radical pathology, which causes the arterial problems, which leads to arterial sclerosis and atherosclerosis.
Mm-hmm.
Also raises up the cholesterol level. So when you're talking about cardiovascular disease, nutrition is a huge part of that. and has to be looked at and actually prevented. Cancer, according to the American Cancer Society, 60% of all cancers are diet-related.
Wow. How much?
60%. 60%. Right. Now, I actually think it's higher than that. But that's what the medical profession is actually saying.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when we're actually dealing with nutrition, there's a huge factor. Those are the number one and number two killers. You know,
mm-hmm.
when you're talking about hypertension, 70% of all hypertension actually comes from kidney disease. One of the things that we find that's a real need for the kidneys is a protein called arginine. And once we start giving the arginine into the system, the kidney levels actually start to balance out. And as the kidneys actually balance out, the hypertension actually goes away.
Okay.
So that's a huge need, you know, for mm-hmm. for the body. So, you know, as we're talking about those, there's a lot.
Right. Well, up next, let's talk about supplementation and if it's necessary.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
Laughter is the best medicine.
Valentine's Day, the tradition is we give each other those big red hearts filled with the Gamble chocolate. Have you ever eaten any chocolate out of those big red hearts with any confidence? No, this could either be really good or totally nasty. And I'm just pig enough to find out. I got the one filled with toothpaste. I'm going to have to eat another 9 to get rid of that flavor. There's the big red hearts filled with the Gamble chocolate. Out of the tiny chalk heart-shaped antacids. I know I make you nauseous. Here's a Tums with Hug Me written on it. Maybe that'll help.
Come join us this Thursday, February 18th, for a special open house event at the Prather Practice from 4 to 7 p.m. You will receive a free body composition analysis and consultation. You'll hear an inspiring message from Dr. Robert Prather about the common misconceptions of weight loss. Attendees will receive 30% off our 6, 10, or 14-week weight loss packages. Take a tour of our office, enjoy healthy refreshments, and learn more about our services at the Prather Practice. If you have a resolution to lose weight, eat healthier, or commit to a better lifestyle, this event is a great opportunity to embrace the change. That's the Prather Practice Open House event this Thursday, February 18th from 4 to 7 p.m. at 8902 North Meridian Street. For more information, call 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. We look forward to seeing you there. Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue. We are continuing our series on the 8 pillars of perfect health. This week, our show is about pillar of perfect health number 5, nutrition.
And before we went to break, Dr. Prather, we were talking about what diseases or conditions need nutritional support. We talked about cancer and cardiovascular disease, hypertension. What about diabetes?
Diabetes is almost purely a nutritional deficiency issue. There are several different factors that go into it. I could take a couple hours and just kind of explain everything like along those lines. But as you're talking about that, there's chromium, there's vitamin B vitamins, vitamin C. There are so many different types of factors along those lines. One of the things that's very interesting is fiber.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things that people don't really talk about as they're talking about diet. Just getting fiber into the diet has a huge effect on the health and well-being of our patients.
Why is that?
I mean, I know what fiber does. Most people do.
Well, what it does is it has an effect not only on making the bowels move, but it also has a huge effect on our ability to actually get the nutrients into the body.
So absorption, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, there's a big effect as far as an absorption, just on the motility, on the ability of the body to actually work. It actually moves the things that should be moved along, so it doesn't interfere. But fiber is actually one of the big things. Matter of fact, there was a very famous Chinese writing where where the Yellow Emperor is talking to his advisor on health, and he says, "Why are the people sick?" And he basically said that, you know, they're not taking enough fiber into their system. So one of the things that the emperor actually implemented was bamboo shoots.
Yeah, because you think Chinese food and you think bamboo shoots.
Right, and that's basically just a fiber type of thing. And they, by an edict of the emperor, they actually introduced bamboo shoots into the diet, basically just to improve the fiber and get the health of the people up. One of the things that I had was my nutrition professor. He used to actually grow. He was actually involved in agriculture. That was his nutritional background. And he had a whole bunch of pigs, and the cereal mill that was close by says, "Well, you know, we have all this fiber. You know, can we, you know, would you like to put that in his feed?" And he's like, "Oh, I don't want that, you know, stuff, that wasted stuff into the feed for my pigs." And they said, "Well, you know, just give it a try." So he took a portion of his piglets and actually put the fiber into their diet, and you know, they grew healthier, they had better litters. He saw
a smellier farm.
Actually, it was less, so there was actually much less problems, and there was a big huge improvement. And pigs are wonderful for doing nutritional type of work because they actually are omnivore just like we are, so they eat about everything. And they actually have a digestive system that's very similar to ours. So it's a good experimentation. And he said the fiber just made all the difference.
Interesting.
And if you actually want to correct a lot of diseases, just by adding, well, if you actually take, if you increase the fiber in people's diet, they estimate that about 20 to 30% of all cancers would disappear.
Wow.
Also, obesity would actually be reduced. That was one of the best ways to actually to improve obesity. Mm-hmm. And we take in, when you actually take people before the whole sugar thing into the
refined
diet.
Refined sugar.
Mm-hmm. We actually eat as much, well, in the old days, if you took how much people ate in fiber and how much they ate in sweets.
Mm-hmm. Fiber was higher.
Fiber was about 10 times higher than it was on the sweets, and now it's the opposite.
Now, would you recommend increased fiber, and do you have supplementation for that if people aren't getting that enough in their diet?
Yeah, you need to actually, you know, implement, I mean, bamboo shoots are fantastic. That's one way of actually getting it. Another way is whole grains instead of the refined sugars. That's excellent. Raw vegetables, all those things. But yeah, adding fiber into the diet is one of the best things. And we do supplement on that. And we find a tremendous amount of improvement in almost everything just by adding fiber into the diet. So that's a very important type of an area. But
well, let's talk about supplementation. You've used supplementation at the Prather Wellness Center.
Yes.
And why it's necessary.
Yes. If we were trying to fix people just through diet, we would actually not get a whole lot of results. So one of the
With
diet only. And there's actually different kinds of supplementation we use. We actually have food-grade supplements is one part of
and
it.
What does that mean?
Well, actually, it's concentrated foods. So what they do is they take beets, beet tops, they take carrots.
I saw bovine.
There's animal parts, and they concentrate them into a pill. And if you were to take a product like Beta Food, if you take one pill and then you take all the food that would be necessary to eat and actually compensate for that one pill, there would be a couple of baskets full of food to make up for that one concentrated pill.
Okay.
So we can actually get the foods into the people that oftentimes they would not normally eat. and eat in the quantity that they needed to. So it's a much easier process, because I have had people say, you know, I'm not really into pills. I just want to do that through diet. So I write out exactly what they would need to do to make up for the pills. The quantity, all those types of things. And they look at it and they said, I'll take the pills. There's another type of supplementation, and that's orthomolecular. That's where you actually have synthetic pills in a very, very high amount, and then you actually put them in. Now, the reason that we would use those is because people are having absorption problems, and we need to concentrate that on that and actually get that up to a certain level. So we will actually give people a B6 as a example instead of giving the beet tops, because they are having trouble with absorption, and they have such a high need that we need to actually use mega doses of a product. Now, we always watch that, because you can always throw things out of balance.
Right.
So usually as soon as we can, we try to then switch them over to a food grade, which is a much more balanced type of a supplementation. And there's a big argument among nutritionists. Some people are really into the mega dosing on supplements. Some people say, no, you should only take it through a food grade. And quite frankly, they're both right. It depends on the situation, is what we found.
And each person
is different, and their needs at different times are different. So we try to find out exactly what's what's important for the person and what's actually going to work. Now, as you're talking about supplementation, there's actually a all sorts of different types of things. Like, even if we find that someone needs calcium, now that seems like a pretty simple need, you know, that they need calcium. But we have over 20 different forms of calcium that they can take. And it depends on which problem that they have, on what form. So it becomes a very complicated type of thing. So it would be very hard for you to be able to go just down to the health food store, find a supplement, and then actually introduce it into your diet and get your problem solved. You know, you have to know what you're doing, you know, what you need to actually accomplish, because different pHs in people's bodies actually have different absorptions for their issues.
And you're doing the diagnostics ahead of time.
We're doing the diagnostics. So we already know what the patient's probably going to need before we actually start the process.
And then you have an instrument that helps with homeostasis, correct?
Right. We have something called electrodermal screening then on top of that. One of the things that's helpful with that is we have 80,000 different products listed in the computer on there. And then we can actually, just like a biofeedback or a lie detector test, measure the galvanic skin resistance and see which product is actually going to work for the best for the patient after we've already identified what are the parameters from the lab tests that we do.
Yeah, so really there's no guesswork in that.
Well, we certainly try to narrow it down as much as possible, but, you know, there are times where we still have to experiment to find out exactly what's going to actually work with people. But we can probably get it as close as anybody out there.
Well, what about the multivitamin? What is...
Multivitamins can be actually a problem for people. Now, one of the things is we're talking about absorption when we're talking about nutrients. Let's say that you had a copper-zinc imbalance. Let's say you were low on your zinc and you had too high of copper. And you took a multivitamin, they both had copper and zinc in it. Guess which one you would absorb? It would be the copper, not the zinc, because you actually need zinc to be able to absorb zinc. So whatever you have the most of, then you're actually going to absorb that and not absorb what you actually need. There has to be sort of a priming of the pump. That's why oftentimes we will use a mega dosage on someone in that instance to actually force the zinc into the system. In other words, we put so much in there that there's no way that the body can actually avoid absorbing it.
Okay.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health.
Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, there was a major study by an insurance company that focused on the healthcare model you use in your office. What were the results of that study?
It actually was quite a seismic finding. I like that term.
Yeah.
Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois. It's a Chicago-based health maintenance organization. The group has 600,000 enrolled members. So they took about 10,000 of those and put them in with chiropractors who are trained in the structure-function model. Mm. Now, not all chiropractors are trained in the structure-function model. These gentlemen actually got the same type of training that I had. Okay. And they were the primary care physicians. After 5 years, they had startling results. Mm. They had a reduction of 60.2% in hospital admissions.
Wow.
They had 59% reduction in hospital days. Mm-hmm. They had a 62% reduction in outpatient surgeries and procedures. And a remarkable 85% reduction in pharmaceutical costs.
Wow.
This resulted in a total savings in the first 5 years of 40% over all the other primary care physicians.
40%.
40% reduction. If you can imagine that we could reduce our healthcare costs across the board by 40%.
And get those kind of results.
And there were 80% less reactions. There was a reduction in lawsuits. Mm-hmm. There was a reduction in everything. Plus, the people were much, much healthier and much more satisfied.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The interesting thing is that the specialists, the cardiologist, the oncologist, the gastroenterologist, all the specialists, as they were asked to rate the difference in the two different models.
Mm-hmm.
They gave the structure-function model as the primary care coming in a 96% satisfaction rating, and they gave the disease model as primary care a 40%. The results are indisputable.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
It's a beautiful day. Sky falls, you feel that. It's a beautiful day. So let it get away.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
We are continuing our series on the 8 pillars of perfect health.
This week, our show is about pillar of perfect health number 5, nutrition.
So let's go back. You look at labs, you know, you recommend the Prather profile. And in that, what are you finding? What are you looking for in the way of deficiencies in nutrition?
Well, as we're looking through the blood test, we can see different organ systems that aren't working right. I had talked about a kidney that isn't working up to par and looking at arginine as a protein. If the liver is actually off, we could be looking at methionine as another amino acid. B vitamins, choline inositol is very important for liver function.
Mm-hmm.
So we see different organ systems that aren't working well. When we actually look at pancreatic, which can actually lead to the diabetes and other different types of deficiencies that are occurring in the body. There can be a B6 deficiency. It's a very common type of thing. Zinc, chromium. So each different organ system has their nutritional deficiencies that can be evident. Mm-hmm. Now then we can actually take it further and do the hair analysis, which actually shows up the mineral deficiencies. The hair is the cheapest, easiest way to actually find that out and see exactly how those are balanced out. As I said, zinc is probably the most common deficiency, but there are many other different things that can be involved. One of the things that I notice on a lot of young ladies is that, you know, as I'm asking them different problems, is they're saying, I have, you know, quite a few migraines mm-hmm. and that I have easy bruising. One of the first things that I ask them is, are you taking birth control pills? Now, birth control pills actually will cause a deficiency in copper. Deficiencies in copper actually can lead to strokes and aneurysms. Mm-hmm. And that's why they always say that if you have a family history of strokes and aneurysms, not to take a birth control. Mm-hmm. So having easy bruising, headaches, that brings up a big alarm, and we do a hair analysis, find out that they're low on copper. We get their copper levels up, and their headaches go away, and the easy bruising go away, and all of a sudden they've got more energy. Mm-hmm. There's actually a balancing of the hormones, because the zinc and copper actually plays a very big role in hormonal balance. Mm-hmm. And then also their immune system boosts up. We see a change along those lines. So there's a tremendous amount of changes. You're talking about hormonal changes. You're talking about immune system changes. You're talking about arterial fragility, which can lead to the strokes and aneurysms. Mm-hmm. So, you know, right there, you're just talking about one aspect and all the different things that can be involved in that.
You know, I was thinking, too, when someone, cancer patients being treated with chemo, there's a lot of nutritional deficiencies during that time.
Absolutely. I can't recommend more that a cancer patient or a post-cancer patient or someone who's, you know, trying to prevent that from happening again. Nutrition is absolutely important, and the American Cancer Society actually promotes that. Mm-hmm. You know, looking at the nutritional deficiencies, one, cancer itself is a huge stress on the body. Going through the chemo or radiation is also another huge stress. There's always problems that start to occur on a nutritional basis. Mm-hmm. Getting those found out exactly what they are and then getting those fixed is absolutely important.
Right.
You know, when you're also talking about that, we talked a little bit about the hair analysis, just some of the things that are involved with that, with the nutritional. I mean, there are so many that could be gone through that it's impossible to actually get them all in. Mm-hmm. Also with the blood work. There's also the stool kit, what we call the GI effects. And with that, we can actually pick up the whole enzymes of the body. Is the hydrochloric acid low? If you mm-hmm. don't have the proper hydrochloric acid, you are never going to have a proper digestion, and you're never going to get all your nutrients as you should. Mm-hmm. So just getting the hydrochloric acid up, that's what we've done with quite a few patients. We've had many patients who had chronic allergies, food allergies that they were aware of. There was constant sinus problems, fatigue, got their hydrochloric acid up, and all those things were solved.
Wow.
You're also talking about the pancreatic enzymes. Mm-hmm. We can actually, with that, measure whether there's a deficiency on those. When you have that deficiency, you are not going to get to your proper nutrition, no matter what you do, mm-hmm. because you just aren't going to have the absorption. Then also, as you're looking at that, are you having fatty acid problems? If you don't putting out the bile that you should be from your liver, gallbladder, biliary system into the gut, then you're not able to absorb the fats as you should, which is going to be one of the major reasons that cholesterol will actually go up, because your body has to fight that. Mm-hmm. So fatty acid problems, one of the things that we find, the best way to actually get cholesterol down, which is a major problem that people are dealing with, is to actually get the proper fatty acids into their system and get those absorbed so that they can actually take them in. You also need to have the proper proteins for that. L-carnitine is absolutely essential to be able to absorb your fatty acids. So there are all sorts of different types of effects on that. if you don't have the right gut bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact...
And that shows up on the GI effects.
That shows up on the GI effects. You are not going to be able to absorb your nutrients. So, you know, no matter what you put into the system, it's not going to work unless you actually get the absorption going.
You know, one thing, too, is the supplementation doesn't substitute for how you're eating and the diet.
Yes.
Right? They go hand in hand.
We advise people very closely on what type of diet they should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Different types of problems require different types of foods that can interfere. And if there are different conditions going on, then we have to adjust their diet. People need to cut down on the sugars that they eat. Mm-hmm. We as Americans eat way too much sugar. And why is sugar a problem? It's not so much that the sugar itself, because people have actually been eating cane sugar, but if you actually look at the chemical composition of the cane plant, it has all the vitamins and minerals and a huge amount of fiber in there. You need a lot of fiber if you're taking in sugar.
Mm-hmm.
To actually be able to process that correctly. It's empty calories. One of the things that you're trying to do is for the system to work correctly, because actually processing energy, you need vitamins and minerals to be able to accomplish that. And so as you are taking in large amounts of calories and you don't have the vitamins and minerals in there, then you actually have empty calories and it's going to clog up the gears. And things aren't going to work right, and then you start to have breakdowns, and you have increase your free radicals because of the process isn't right.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things you want to do is to have what we call concentrated foods, you know, where you have a high nutritional value with the lowest amount of caloric intake, and you will actually live longer, be healthier. It's one of the important things to actually keep yourself young, healthy, and well. So,
and I know you talk about the royal diet.
Yes, and not only that, but when you eat is also important. When you actually should have your biggest meal is in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the royal diet is eat like a king for breakfast, a queen for lunch, and a pauper for supper. And you
Does
won't
that
have to
all have to do with digestion. And
it's digestion. It also helps with weight because you actually set your caloric
metabolism
in the morning. So if you don't eat in the morning, then your body thinks you're going to be starving, and then it converts everything to fat. So having that type of a diet, you know, getting your proteins. I had one lady who was a survivor from cancer, and I said, you know, you really need to switch her diet, you know, and I got her on the royal diet, and her energy went right through the roof. She couldn't believe how much better she felt.
Yeah.
Because she was eating her big meal for supper. I mean,
when
my grandfather was a farmer, they had their biggest meal always for breakfast. And then they would have a smaller meal for lunch, but they would still have a pretty good size one. And then oftentimes what he would do is take some fresh milk from the cows, some homemade bread in the evening, and a little bit of butter heated up, and that's what he would have for supper. So, I mean, you know, it was a light supper because, you know, you needed to keep the dietary light. And the pancreas is basically mainly working from morning until about 3 o'clock. So
it's hard to digest after.
It's hard to digest, especially the foods that require the heavy proteins that we would be taking in, the meats. A lot of times I had a gal who went vegetarian, and I said, well, you know, you're really low on your B vitamins and your iron, and I think you really need to get back into meat. She said, oh, I felt terrible eating meat. I said, well, just eat it for breakfast. Don't eat it for supper and see how that works. And she said, wow, my energy's back up and I don't have the problems that I had as a vegetarian. And I didn't have the problems that I had when I was eating all my meat in the evening.
It just was switching it. Time
it was switching it because that's not what her pattern should be. And that's not the pattern. How we eat now is completely off.
Right.
You know, it's a totally screwed up type of a diet.
Let's talk about, I want to make sure we talk about salt.
Oh, yes.
Sea salt.
Yes. the very important nutritional type of aspect. The salt that we actually have on the table salt was actually an industrial grade. What people had always eaten for salt before was actually taken from the sea. Mm-hmm. That has all the nutrients in it that it needs, but also it has the right pH. Sea salt, good quality sea salt, is extremely alkaline and it's easily digested by the food and actually utilized. It helps to balance out the hormones.
Wasn't it full in nutrients?
A huge amount of nutrients. Mm-hmm. It has the iodine that you naturally need. And we actually prescribe that to take down blood pressure because it heals up the kidneys.
People just have a whole negative thing about salt.
Well, they should with the salt that we're eating because it's extremely acidic. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't actually agree with the body at all. It puts a tremendous amount of stress on the kidneys. Mm-hmm. And will actually raise up the blood pressure. So that's a whole nutrient aspect that...
sea salt is different.
Sea salt is completely different. Mm-hmm. Totally chemical, different chemical makeup. Also, totally different on the pH of the body. And that's one thing that's actually aware of. One of the things we do in the GI effects is we actually measure the pH of the gut. And if the pH of the gut is not in a neutral on that, then you're actually going to have a lot of problems.
Well, we might need a part two on this because we have 30 seconds to wrap it up.
All right.
Pillar number five, nutrition.
What I would say for everybody is that you need a good structure function doctor to evaluate the nutritional needs that you have, because we can do it very specifically and find exactly what people need.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
Come join us this Thursday, February 18th, for a special open house event at the Prather Practice from 4 to 7 p.m. You will receive a free body composition analysis and consultation. You'll hear an inspiring message from Dr. Robert Prather about the common misconceptions of weight loss. Attendees will receive 30% off our 6, 10, or 14-week weight loss packages. Take a tour of our office, enjoy healthy refreshments, and learn more about our services at the Prather Practice. If you have a resolution to lose weight, eat healthier, or commit to a better lifestyle, this event is a great opportunity to embrace the change. That's the Prather Practice Open House event this Thursday, February 18th from 4 to 7 p.m. at 8902 North Meridian Street. For more information, call 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. We look forward to seeing you there.